It's very frustrating, especially in the fashion and the manner in which we lost, and to be on the sideline and feel as if you could have impacted the game in a positive manner for your team. It's obviously very difficult, but you know, it's part of the game. I don't like it, but you know, we'll correct our mistakes. We'll move forward. Our record's not going to change with the bye week, but I mean, we just got to get this thing moving in the right direction. We will.
Bye week coming at a good time for you?
Personally, yes. You know, I think so, but you know, you always want to leave on a you know, on a winning note, but for me, you know, we'll see coming back, but I guess so.
Happy about being able to force so many turnovers?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, obviously that's our goal each and every week is to, you know, force turnovers. You know, we were able to get the one on the TFL as well as the sacks. So that was key. I think we put up some, got up to 30 points on them unscored. So, yeah, I mean, that obviously is great, but we need to finish, you know, and there are some freak plays out there, some fluke plays, but we obviously didn't make the plays when we needed to, and ultimately that cost us.
How wild was this game playing in it? I mean, it looked crazy from everything that happened.
Well, I mean, it was just it was wild in regards to maybe the calls and the plays that happened, but ultimately it's two very good teams out there today, you know, two playoff caliber teams, and, you know, they made more plays than us to win the ballgame, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
Their hamstring, I mean, I asked about the bye week or whatever. I mean, is it okay? You just need the rest? What do you think?
I'll be good. You know, I think today was more of a preventative measure than anything. I felt like I could go back out there, but, you know, we have to be smart with this, especially going into a bye week. So I don't see myself missing any time. I mean, we got Detroit coming back, and, I mean, I'll be out there. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks,
Clay. Well, I think, I mean, we've shown some brilliant flashes over these past 3 weeks, you know. Going back to week one, but ultimately when you're able to force turnovers, create points off them, give it to our offense, that's ultimately what we strive for each and every week. So, you know, it was good, but ultimately we need to continue that through four quarters.
Even when you're able to force a fumble on a veteran running back, the momentum still kept swinging back 3 to 4 times.
Yeah, it did. You know, I'm sure, you know, we made the plays to, I think, put 30 unanswered points, but, it, you know, it's about continuing that, and you can't let your foot off the gas. You know, obviously we were able to force some turnovers offense, we were able to put some points up, especially after those quick 14 points that they put up. I just kind of seen back and forth, but when it shifts to our, you know, in our way, then we need to keep it that way.